Though Shakespeare starts his tragedy many years after the Peasants' Revolt, it's hard not to believe that in his portrait of a petulant, self-admiring Richard II, there is the sense of someone trapped in an adolescent fantasy of indestructibility.
There's no denying that, especially at times of crisis, he was subject to unpredictable mood swings between adrenaline rush feelings of omnipotence and abject fatalism. But it is easy to exaggerate his unfitness to rule, as though he was somehow suspiciously unsound.
He was built the usual Plantagenet way, 6 foot tall, with long, flowing blonde hair. But unlike his grandfather, he failed to keep mistresses and seemed, oddly enough, to want to be faithful to his wife Anne.
Real Plantagenets tore at their meat and slurped the drippings. Richard not only insisted on using a spoon, but inflicted it on the rest of the court. Real Plantagenets brought you blood-soaked victories over the ancestral enemies in France and Scotland. Richard brought England the pocket handkerchief.
Real Plantagenets built fortresses. Richard instead wanted a great ceremonial space in Westminster Hall with a spectacular hammerbeam roof. The Rose of Angels symbolised the king's divine right to rule.